Okay, continuing in Parshas Maaseh, the Torah describes the setting up of the Ari Miklat. The Ari Miklat, of course, are the cities of refuge where a person, if they inadvertently kill somebody, a person who's a horeg bishogeg, an accidental murder takes place amongst the Jewish people, the murderer takes refuge, he has to run to an Ari Miklat, and he stays there, assuming he's in the right level of inadvertent murderer. He stays there, he lives there until the death of the Kohen Gadol, and then he's allowed to return to his home. Many details, of course, about this law. What's relevant for us tonight is the Torah describes that Moshe set up three of the Ari Miklat on Eiver HaYarden, on the other side of the Jordan, which was not in Eretz Yisrael proper, and the other three were going to be set up inside Eretz Yisrael proper after the Jews were to cross over. The Gemara already talks about why Moshe was very interested in setting them up, even though the three that he set up were not going to take effect. They weren't going to become active until the other three were set up in Eretz Yisrael proper, which he was not going to live to see. But he wanted to be involved in the midst of setting it up anyway. So those three are set up, and then we await the other three. And the Gemara asks the question, ready, Maseches Makos. The Gemara says, wait a minute. Three on that side of the Jordan and three on this side of the Jordan, that makes sense numbers-wise, but it doesn't really make sense when you realize that the tribes were not divided evenly on the two sides of the Jordan. There were actually 9.5 tribes in Eretz Yisrael proper, and only 2.5 tribes were on the other side of the Jordan. If there are only 2.5 tribes on that side and 9.5 on this side, why in the world would they get an even number of Ari Miklat, 3 and 3? The number of people clearly demonstrate that you would need to have more cities in Eretz Yisrael proper than on the other side. That's the Gemara's question, why it is divided in such a way. The Gemara gives a very perplexing answer. The Gemara says, well, in Gilad, which was the area on the other side of the Jordan, Nefishe Reitzchem, there were a lot of murderers who lived on that side of the Jordan, and since that side had so many additional murderers, it was a bad neighborhood to live in, they needed additional Ari Miklat. So even though the percentage-wise it was much less, but they needed the same number of actual cities. So says the Gemara Maseches Makos. Rashi quotes, the Maral asks the obvious question. The Maral says, wait a minute, who runs to an Ari Miklat? Which kind of murderer? An accidental murderer, someone who kills Beshogeg. So what kind of answer is it to say that in that area was a bad neighborhood, they had a lot of Rishoyim, a lot of murderers that lived there? It doesn't matter, the Ari Miklat's not for them. You don't go to an Ari Miklat if you kill somebody Bemezid, if you're a murderer, you only go if you do it inadvertently, accidentally. So how does that answer help explain why they needed so many additional cities? The Maral gives one of the most significant and magnificent answers to this question. And he sets it up, he says as follows. He says, how does it happen that a person becomes an inadvertent murderer? What happened that such a thing would happen? What happens is a person wasn't careful enough. That's why you're called a shogeg. You didn't do it on purpose, but it's not something that was totally beyond your control. That's called an ones. A shogeg means you should have taken more precautions. Had you been a little bit more careful, this wouldn't have happened. Obviously, you didn't do it on purpose, but you weren't careful enough. What would lead a person to be not so careful? The Maral says, we are products of our environment. We are affected by the areas that we live and the things that we see. A person who never in their life saw a murder, never saw it, never knew somebody who had ever murdered anybody, would walk around with such a fear of, I don't want to go near this, I would never think of such a thing. But if you see it in the news every night, and you see people in the streets who know people who are murderers, and it's part of the world in which you live in, then you will not be as careful about it. Afilu hatovim shebahem. The best of them will already become impacted by what they see and will be less careful. Example, I'll just take a random example. Imagine if somebody would come into our tent without a mask. It's a random example. No mask. And they come and nobody says anything. Nobody says anything. And so they're one, and then they're two, and then they're three people. And that's it. The regulars, and they come without a mask. Do you know what would happen if those three people came? I would have 15 people wearing their masks like this within a day or so. Because you want me to be so careful about covering my nose, it's not covering my nose. That guy's not even wearing one at all. I don't have to be so careful. That's literally how we function. when we see someone, a group of people, and we see it happen, we just become, it's less mean, it doesn't have the same status. We're not as afraid, we're not as careful. And if you live in a place with murderers, then you'll be less careful. And so the Gemara says, yeah, you know why they need so many Ari Miklat, even for the inadvertent murders? Because in that neighborhood, there are a lot of bad people. And when you live around bad people, that sense of, I would never do that, I would never go near it, I don't want it, we lose that. And the result is, a lot of accidents happen because people are simply less careful than they should be surrounded by that. So says the Maral to explain that Gemara applies in so many areas of life. The things that we're surrounded with, the things that we see, the things that are normal will always impact the way that we relate to them, even if we on our own would relate to them differently, but that's the reality of what an environment is. Which is why the Mishnah says, always choose a shachein tov. It's very important to have a good neighbor because, like a good friend, it has a tremendous impact on the way that we live and the things that we do and the values that we have.